Good thoughts from the Word for Today daily devotional.
From Luke 4:16, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. We all need time to rest and recharge our batteries. God took time out. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. Now, the Bible says that God neither slumbers nor sleeps. So if he took a day off in the week, you need one too. Not so long ago, most families went to church on Sunday morning, came home and ate lunch together, and spent the afternoon resting and enjoying one another's company. Other families respectfully observed the Sabbath on a different day. But now we huff and puff 7 days a week, hurling down the road towards burnout or even an early demise. Scientists say that our bodies are genetically wired to require 1 day out of every seven for physical, emotional, and spiritual restoration in order to perform at our highest potential. When Truett Cathy opened his first restaurant in 1946, the Dwarf House, he established tradition of closing on Sundays. Back then, that was an accepted practice, but now it's extremely unusual, especially for a restaurant chain with hundreds of outlets. But Cathy, a committed Christian, never wavered. And rather than costing him, it paid huge dividends. He built one of the most popular and profitable food chains in the USA, Chick-fil-A. God knows that the fastest way to burn out is to try and burn the candle at both ends. That's why the Bible says, the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it, you shall do no work. Every week you need to observe the directive of God, so consult the Holy Spirit about when to take your Sabbath and then do it. From Vision's Word for Today, observe the Sabbath.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at thewordfortoday.org.au. Thewordfortoday.org.au.